Shmir this Gemara in the Mishnah. Afsim lo isa b'klal koheinu. In other words, the pasuk mentions a bunch of things that you find, and it mentions simla. So it wasn't after the Gemara mafarish lo. Gemara means it says kol avedas achicha. It says kol avedas achicha. So why does it have to mention simla? Benama yatsa. So why does yatsas doesn't mean yatsas? Why does the Torah enumerate it separately? Because it's already included in the ribui. So why do you mention it separately? Ahakashaleha, to tell you that everything has to be similar to it. Leimelecha ma simla miukedes sheish po simanim yesha taifim. Simla is two things. There's simanim and there's taifim. Because why do we know this type? Because it's not it doesn't come by itself, Rashi says. So there's a by them. I've called over Sheshbel Simonim, Yesho Toivim, Chai Lahakris. In other words, we're learning out from Simla that you're only Chai Lahakris if there's a Simon and if it has a Toivim. So let's see, Rashi. Cloud Koedo, Bimorim, Shalama, Yatsa, Kain Tasa, Simla. So that's a Pasik. Hosam, Simla. Stam. I misread it. Stam. Simla. Yeshla. Simonim. Simon. So the assumption is that there's a simon. They call Simla. Yeshla. And Bainim. Taivim also. Why? Shall Nazis. Eda. They Adam. But I'll bomb in a hefker. In other words, it didn't come in a hefker. So therefore, there is Simla as the Simonim. Because Rashi says a stam simla has simanim. And there's Yeshua Toivim because it didn't come in a hefker. I've called Sheshua Toivim. In other words, if we know the guy was Miyayish, that's Eino Toivim. It's definitely not so pashut, because pashut pshat, just because he's miyayish doesn't mean ain't no toivim. Miyayish, we said, doesn't mean hefker. Miyayish just means he says avayda chisarin kiss. Why does it mean that ain't no toivim? Especially if you say that you can't change. So what if it was miyayish and then later he sees the other guy has it? But that's what Rashi says. So Rashi says that we learn from that you need Toivim that if there's no Yish, so Midi the Adina Beit Demiayish is Nismayit from the Ainbel Toivim of Simla. Right? And when the Mishnah says Ainbel Toivim, it's Kupa coming lafuke, something with you know the Miyayish. Okay, let's see Taisus. All right, Ma Simla, Miyuchede, Sheshba Simon, Yesha Taibe.
What was the point of the Mishnah? The Mishnah time, when we're going back on Ilchai Vahakras and teaching me what, I'm doing Machras?
Then in order, they only have the Machras if there's a Simon and Taivim. Now you knew that already because you're a smart person, but the Mishnah is teaching it to you. You probably learned them.
The Mishnah is going through all the drushes. We said, Eilachai v'hachas,
Dalachai. Okay, I don't know. You stop me.
And also, I'm saying we need both factors, the Simana and the Taivim, or the Taivim and the Simana?
That's what it seems. It seems it's two separate things.
Is it possible to have one without the other?
You're asking that if there's a... I would have said, if not for Rashi... Sheyesh bo simen is because otherwise the guy's miyayich. But Rashi says ein bo toivim is because the guy's miyayich. So, okay, I don't know. We'll have to see that. Maybe we'll see that in Taisus. In other words, which part, which drasha tells us not yish? Rashi says it's from the ein lo toivim. I would have said it's yesh bo simanim. There's no simen, you're always miyayich. Okay, let's see the Taisus. My simon yirasha simon yirasha taivim. Aruva, I'm reading, bikaneva, yafina, and yish me aveda. We have a Gemara in Babakama, that says, how do I know that Yish works by Geneva? Because we learn out Geneva from Aveda. So the Hemshach and Tishdas is apparently that if I didn't have the Gemara and Baba Kama, so I would say that Enoch and Ami, that Yish by Aveda is only maybe Drabbanan. I think that's what the Maram says. I would say there is no, it's either or it's a Svara. But since the Gemara says that it's not a Svara, you need a Mekor by Aveda, by Geneva. Geneva is learned from Aveda. So that means that there must be a Pasuk by Aveda.
Why can't we wait for
obviously not to Rabbanan, because if it's Rabbanan, then you wouldn't be learning out from Aveda. It's Rabbanan. And it's also not a Svara, because if it's a Svara, you wouldn't have the same Svara by Geneva.
What's wrong with our Gemara here? Why can't we wait to Meruba? I'm saying, why is Tesis? Tesis seems to be saying that now we messed everything up.
Bashi shot it because of Tesis's answer. It's here.
No, but that's isn't that pretty funny that Tosis asked it? Tosis asked this question here only because he has his answer here.
I don't know. Is that funny?
I'm asking.
I don't know if that's funny.
I thought we usually say Tosis, like Tosis asks questions.
Yeah, he
learned the sugi and he has a problem, so he asks Akasha. Not that
he has Akasha and he has a piece, and it because where do you put it? I think that's okay. Since his answer is going to say a chiddush in our Gemara, so he placed it in our Gemara.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't I ask it as soon as he mentioned Yish, so 3 months ago?
So I said the Maram says that if not for Baba Kama, you could say that Yish is a Takana Drabbanan. And I would have said that if not for the Gemara Baba Kama, you would say that Yish is a Svara.
Right.
But the Baba Kama slugs up both possibilities, and obviously not a Takana Drabbanan, because then you don't learn out Geneva from Aveda. It's a Takana Drabbanan. And it's not also obviously not a Svara, because also if it's a Svara, then you have that same Svara by Aveda, by Geneva straight. You don't need to learn from Aveda.
So I don't see why when I mentioned Yish 3 months ago, why didn't ask?
I think because either the Maram says, until now, if not through Baba Kama, Taibis learned Yish as a Dinder Abad. No problem.
Right. But Baba Kama tells me that's not.
So that's why he's asking it from Baba Kama.
So why didn't he ask it 2 months ago?
He said that because of his answer is going to bring in our Gemara.
Oh,
so that's why he's bringing in here.
Oh,
that's what we're thinking.
All right,
okay. Let's continue. Beishleimar, Timehacha Nafka, Lon. That from here we learn out. Timima Simla Miuchedes Yeshlo Simen. So I'm not sure which part of the Mishnah is Taivis learning from. Is he learning from Masimba Myukhadh Sheshpa Simonim? Or is he learning from Yeshlam Taivim? Or is he learning that Simonim and Taivim are all one thing? It's Sheshram Simon. It sounds like Tavis is learning that Simon and Tavim are one thing. Sheshbam Simon Yeshem Tavim, they go together. Yeshem Simonim, and therefore there's no Yish, and therefore the Yeshem Tavim. And it's really just one statement. Now that's what it sounds like from Tavis. David says again, if we're learning out from Yeshua Simon, which means that causes Aina Bayim Yashim and a Tavim. So that's not like Rashi. Rashi said Yeshem Tavim, similar as Yeshem Tavim, because it's not a Hefker. Because it wasn't made by itself. Rashi says, similar Yeshua Biden, Taivim, so Shonas is an Abiyah Adam. We're saying similar is Yeshua Taivim because it's a Simon. and therefore he's not mafker it. He's not miayish. So Rashi and Tavis seems a little different. But okay, I don't know if there's any lumdish difference, but it seems like a difference how we know Simla has Tavim. According to Rashi, it's because it was man-made. According to Tavis, it's because you're not miayish, because there's a simen.
Tesis had a kasha. Tesis had an implamer, a bomb kasha. Where do I know? I don't know. Reading a Mishnah tells me what a machra is and not machra is. What's Tesis bomb kasha? And his answer is, I mean, there's something in Tesis here. The implamer, right? Normally that means it's a real strong kasha. Tesis strong kasha is where do we know it from? And the answer, I don't know. It's a Mishnah that told me if I have a simon, I have not. Not.
It's over. The Mishnah doesn't say that that Yish, the Mishnah just says Simon. Tosfos is explaining that Simon is a prerequisite, or it becomes a synonym for no Yish. That it says Sheish Bo Simonim Veina Bayim Is Yishim.
So we could without
Tosfos, you might learn that simen is not a din, the criteria is not yish, the criteria is simen. There's some kind of drasha from Simla that you only have a chiyev hashava when there's a simen. In other words, even let's say, Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, Parshat Pshat in the Mishnah before Taisis, because let's say a guy drops something without a simen, and he's screaming, I'm not miayish, which is even, which was in Zechariah with Yish and Amidasis, because he is not miayish. So without Taisis, you might say, that isn't, since there's no simen, the Torah only gave a chiyav hashava when there's a simen. When there's no simen, there's no chiyav hashava. So if it's here saying that that's not pshat, the chiyav hashava is not totally on the simen. The simen is only a way of getting no yish. So when we make the drasha that you have to have a simen, what we're really saying is that you have to have that there's no yish. So that's type is chiddush that the said simen is a. You can learn, derive from the fact that you need a simen, is that you need that it can't be miyayich.
Rashi on the page.
I would say that it's tamid din and simen.
Rashi on the page, you already learned the Mishnah that way. And Tosa should at least quote Rashi. Rashi says,
okay, that's true. But that sometimes you find that Tavis is oblivious of Rashi. So I don't know. Tavis seems to be oblivious of Rashi. That is true. That's right. So that with Rashi seems to say that we learn a yish from here. So Tavis is saying the same thing. In that point. So again, the Ishgar they all got
that Rashi. I thought that Rashi we said that there's two separate things. Yish. And there's seven.
The Rashi saying that it's coming to teach us that if something that the end of the miyayish you can keep. So that means that it's teaching us that yish is a matter. So that means we don't have a source.
But maybe Simmons also matter. Maybe no Simmons also matter.
Oh, because that two things. Because then it, we could be.
It has to be in order to be chayiv on Ashava. You need two things.
Okay, that could be. But Rashi answered Tavis's kasha. Tavis asked a kasha. How do we know yish? Rashi says beferish we learn it out from Simla. Rashi might say they're learning out from Ein El Tavim. David says we learn it out from the Yeshbo Simon. Okay, but the Maisa Rashi definitely answers David's Gasha. So Rafi's point that Tavis, if you would have seen Rashi, has no question is true because Rashi Rashi definitely answered the question. And Achinami, Rashi sounds like he's saying slightly different than Tosfos. Rashi's learning it from Yesh Lo Tovim, Ein Lo Tovim, and Tosfos sounds like he's learning it from Amos Simon. Okay, Vishnava, they are.
Rabbi saying that Rashi is saying Simon, then goes Tovim, and then goes no Tovim is Yesh. It's like a three step thing. Right. Rashi says the simen, then he says that means it's Tovim, right?
Now Rashi doesn't say that means Tovim. Tosfos says that. Rashi never says
Yeshua bayim Tovim asa.
Not because Rashi doesn't say that simen makes it Tovim. Nehazam sima Yeshua simen, period. Chol simla Yeshua bayim Tovim also. Why should on Nasus and Abishamar? Not because it has a simen. Rashi is saying two separate things. He's explaining both points. The Gemara says Simla has two things. So he's explaining that each point that Simla has.
Maybe can I just ask, what does that mean in Rashi? Chol Simla has Tovim because it's man-made. It doesn't, that's not true. Just because it's not made, it doesn't have Tovim. What if the person's Miyayish?
Yeah, but you see that Rashi says Epiferish, Namute Midi Yadina Be De Miyayish. So it's, I don't know, but that Rashi, you can't, you're a Zem in the front, you can't say, because Rashi said Beferish, that if it's not Miyayish, it's not Tovim. So I don't know, I can't answer you. I hear. Okay,
meaning the previous Rashi is love.
It's almost like a contradiction, right? Rashi, in the first Rashi, he's explaining Tovim that it's man-made, and the last Rashi is explaining Tovim that it's not Miyayish. So there is seems to be a little bit of a contradiction in the Rashi's. Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyway, this is not where I want to work on yet. So we're trying to quickly go here. In other words, if you say that Simonim is Lav Deraisa, so the Chora, you can't say that Simonim is a criteria of Miyayish, because Simonim don't do anything, because Simonim lav deraisa. So the person Miyayish, who poshib shadows, who Miyayish, being with the Simon, being without the Simon, because on Miyayish, the Simon don't does nothing. And am I there some kind of Xeris Akasif, that you're only Machser, there's a Simon, but you can't touch up the Pasik. In other words, it could be some kind of Xeris HaKosef, that in order to do a Chazara, you have to have a Simen. But Tovim is touching it up. He's not Xeris HaKosef, because the Simen is a Siba, the Simen is a Siba that you're not Miyayish. And the criteria is Yish. He says, what do you mean? If you hold Simonim Lav Deraisa, so the Simen should not be a Siba for anything. So therefore, it's just Tama, then it's Sim. The puzzle is saying, it's Tama, then you need Simon. So David says, not like that. It says, Peter, we Simon Lav Deraisa, Tamax, you read a behavior. The Kovacom Yafina, me Simla, the Dapula, Sheshpo Simon, Kai Lahaxer, Thy day Sheshpo Simon, you must say, Aiden, She Yomer, I care not them, and Simla Shali. Okay, so he's saying that even if you hold Simonim Lav Deraisa, but the Simon helps you get it. It brings you closer to get it. And it causes the Adem to be able to find Adem. It causes the person who found it will show it to you. So Simonim makes that you're not Miyayish. In other words, it's not because you're not Miyayish because you're going to get it back with the Simon, but the Simon makes it easier to have other ways of getting it back. So therefore, you might say you're not Miyayish. When there's no Simon, you're Miyayish. So Tovim is sticking with his chat. That the criteria of Simon and no Simon is Yish and no Yish. Al Dorash and Simon, I'm sure, Bishop Bangs, I should. Behold, the Gamre Gemara Simanim Kedei Nasra. Gemara says that Simanim is really not relevant to anything. If you hold Simanim after Isa, how can you turn Simanim after Isa? Yeshua Toivim. Because Kedei Nasra, the Fim Lotani, and the Sheshba Toivim, because Kedei Nasra, the Fim Lotani, and the Sheshba Toivim, because Kedei Nasra, the Fim Lotani, and the Sheshba Toivim. Okay, Vena Bans Yashim. Okay, that's a side point. Now we get to the interesting part of Titus. Umiyo, Titus says, Umiyo. Bishami Yadis. Minay in a yish, men I tell you, I'm Rabbi Yech, I'm not sure time, and I'll make me shove with men of you three to go on them. Yatsazu. So what does Umiyo mean? Umiyo means, however. What, however? Is this a question? Is this an answer? Is this a statement? What is he doing?
And simply, he's telling you that the Yerushalmi is arguing on the Bavli in the source for Yish.
Who said the Bavli never said the source of Yish is from Simla? Tyson said that. He didn't bring any Bavli that said that.
Tosis is saying that's Pshat in the Gemara here, in the Mishnah.
I think Pshat in the Gemara, he's saying that's Pshat in the Mishnah.
The Mishnah, right.
Well, the Yerushalmi is not arguing with a Mishnah. Yerushalmi don't argue a Mishnah. Yerushalmi only would argue with a Gemara. So, Tosis is saying that's Pshat in our Mishnah. Okay. So, the Yerushalmi says a different Pshat. So, it means Yerushalmi don't hold the my Pshat in the Mishnah.
Oh, that's not too good.
So what's fair? So what Parshat Pshat is, that's what Tosafot is saying. I went ahead and I answered. They didn't know from our Mishnah, but I see from the Yerushalmi I'm wrong, because the Yerushalmi didn't learn it from the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi learned it from Avud Mimana Miko Adam. Yeah, so what's so it's a very nice chat.
Tosis can't end there.
So Tavis slugged up his answer because you see the Yerushalmi didn't learn it from Simla. The Yerushalmi learned it from Zuta Shoyam.
What's from Zuta Shoyam? What does that mean? What is it?
Zuta Shoyam is that if you have an object and the water washed it away, even though there's a simon, and even if you're screaming, I'm not miyayish, the Torah makes it, it says you're allowed to take it. So, I don't know.
That's Rahman Sharia. That's a whole different world. We already went, I was saying, we talked to it. There's a whole different world over there. Okay.
Yerushalmi apparently is learning that the Heter of Zuta Shoyam is because we believe Pashim is because something to do with Yish.
I'm saying it's a deraisa that could then Yish, but not necessarily that Shaykh is okay, the our so specific case.
I don't know. It's a din Yish. So you see from Zutna Shoyam Yish. So that's what the
Yish. Rabbi said to us that Rabbi made a connection, Rabbi told us.
Okay, but you're jumping, you have to go. I gotta go step by step. So what's wrong with Parshat Pshat? Is there anything wrong with Parshat Pshat and Tavis? Parshat Pshat and Tavis is like this. Tavis had a kasha. How do we know Yish? Tavis answers that's Kupa when they're not from Simla. That's Pshat our Mishnah. So he says, no, but I got up, I shlugged myself up. Miu, you can't say that because the Yerushalmi obviously knows our Mishnah. And Afal BK, the Yerushalmi learns it out from Zuta Shoyam.
So should have just cut out the whole middle part, just asked his kasha and then said, look in the Yerushalmi. And that's right. What's the point
so
of the whole middle?
What's Tavis doing?
In Moshe, because the Arab Yechana, we know we ourselves saw it in the Bible a few days ago.
Okay.
We know that in Yechanan also.
I'm not sure we know, but okay.
It's written there. That's not the Gemara quotes it a few lot ago.
Yeah, but the Gemara didn't say that's how we learn out Yiddish.
Right, I'm saying, but when you show me, guy, we should have got.
Okay, but in other words, the plea on Tavis is, and Rashiva used to have this line, he's always quote Rav David, that Tavis doesn't ask Akasha because he's hiding Bekias. And then his answer, he says, I got Bekias that you didn't know. Right, that's not Tosis. So that was that Tavis asked Akasha. The Yerushalmi asked Akasha. The Yerushalmi asked your Kasha and answered that. But what Tavis is big Kasha? And what does he, Tavis? Tavis brings us one day Simla, then he has a whole problem. He can't learn from Simla because Simonim lav deraisa. He goes ahead and he says a daichek, and then but Yishami says I'm wrong. So good, Yishami says Yishami, Kuve answers your kasha. You shouldn't have asked your question in the first place. You should write. You want to write and without him, Tamar. You should just write. Don't ask in Tamar. It's not an in Tamar when there's a beferish or Yishalmi. It's not an in Tamar.
Because maybe you couldn't learn to Geneva, though. Maybe the problem what? Is you can't learn to Geneva, though.
Why can't you learn from Geneva?
You can't learn to Geneva.
Proves it then Yish.
Yeah, but that's Yish.
And then you make a mammoth, you know, from Aveda to Geneva.
But by Aveda, there's the Yish is it's Mitsuya Eitzel Kol Adam, right? Or it's
well, Aveda Yizidla Shoyam just teaches us the alumnus of Yish. Because Zidla Shoyam, the Heter of Zidla Shoyam is dedicated on it in Yish. Now there are other ways you can have Yish. Zuta Shoyam is one way you get Yish. But there are other ways. If the guy says Beferish, Bahida Chisar and Kiss. So we learn out from Geneva.
By Geneva, the God knows who he stole it from.
The Gazan. We're talking the Yish is a victim, not the God of.
Yeah, I know, but the person who has it, right?
Who cares about the person who has it?
The person who, because that's what we're saying. Avudim imanim recall them.
We're not saying Avudim imanim recall them by Geneva. Taiva says that the Yishalmi says that you can learn from Avudim imanim recall them the principle of Yish even when it's not Avudim imanim recall them, right?
It's at least Avuda.
It's Avuda from the Biden.
It's a
Rudy Mano.
Okay.
We Davis is saying the Yishalmi says that we can learn from Zuta Shoyam the principle of Yish. So the Brahma is so good. Very nice. So what's Davis doing? The strangest Davis in the world. Davis asks a kasha. How do I know Yish? He says an answer from a Mishnah. And he shlugs it up from Yishalmi, but the Yishalmi asks my kasha and gives a different answer. So Adarabba, the Yishalmi makes everything good. And you shouldn't have asked the kasha in the first place. Didn't you know the Yishalmi in the first place, Tyson? A ridiculous question. How do I know a Yish? The Yishalmi asks a kasha. Like it's a silly question. Tyvis is asking the Yishalmi's kasha. Tyvis thinks that people don't know Yishalmi's. So that's why he asked Yishami's kasha. And his answer is, you know what? The Yishami asked. If anything, then the lashon of Tavis is mashma, that it's bad that the Yishami asked his kasha, not good. Right away, we're learning it. It's good. The Yishami answers my kasha. I had a kasha. And now, Baruch Hashem, the Yishami answers it. Everything's great. But the lashon umiyu is mashma like it's bad. It's a problem. So what do you people say? Such a strange Tysus.
Just as a structure, is it possible somewhere? Somewhere he sees that Agamara has to disagree with the Yerushalmi. Either maybe that's why he also brings in Geneva, Gzela. Maybe somewhere over there in that Gemara, he sees that we can't learn it from Zuta Shalyam.
Okay. In other words, but I would say a better, right? I would add a little more to the structure. It's a very, 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 a few varies, big chiddush to say that Zuta Shalyam is working midim Yish. Why is it a big chiddush to say that Zuta Shayam is working midin Yish?
It's not limited to cases of Yish. I mean, it's more
because the guy's more narrow than Yish.
Because Zuta Shayam, the Gemara says, at least I know people say that Zuta Shayam is even if the guy's screaming, that he's not miyayish. So you see that zudla
shayam. Well, that could be because of Bala Dike, though, but.
Okay, but there's no yish. And also, zudla shayam, we said on daf chav beis and aleph, right? And I'm sorry, chav aleph on the beis. The Gemara says, by yish shalom midas. The Gemara says, Bezuta shoyam is shoyaso shonar, aval gav de islay simen, rachmana sharya, kidapleed the beating of Mamernikamit. Rashi says, rachmana sharya, bafido both the adam, I say, lifne yish. So Rashi says, beferish, that Zuta shoyam, we don't say yish shalom midas by Zuta shoyam. Right, it's Beferish and Rashi, and that's why the Gemara uses the Lashon Rachman Shayeh. Because if it's working within Yish, you don't need Rachman Shayeh. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says Rachman Shayeh. Rachman Shayeh implies that it's a special heter. Rachman Shayeh. We don't say by every Yish Rachman Shayeh pashtas, and that's why Rashi is saying Rachman Shayeh. That's good for shining that Rashi and Chav Aleph Amud Beis. If you look at it, Rashi says Rachman Shaya, Fina Bosi De Mirbeis and Vayish. And Rashi's bothered. What do I need a special Heter Rachman Shaya? Stop. It's a Yish. So Rashi answers because it's a special Heter, even though Abaya holds Yish Shalom Midas Lo Av the Yish. And here by Sutta Shayam, it's only Yish Shalom Midas. So, Rachman Shayeh. Tafira Bori Adol, it is not Yish. So, Pashib Shad.
Maybe Shad is going like Rabba.
It not work mitam Yish. Because if it's working mitam Yish, then it can't work. But it's Yish Shalom Midas.
Maybe Shad is like Rabba.
Nah, well, Rishami, that would be very wild. We Baskin, I got by, and Yau Kigam.
That's the Babli. Yisham is a lot of evidence.
Okay, I don't know. But I would tend to doubt it. Okay, I don't know. Yalkagam apparently sounds like it's a well-known thing, but okay, I don't know. But in a Maisa, in other words, it seems to be two indications that Zutla Shoyam is not working mitam Yish. One, because even if the guy is screaming, he's not Miyayish, Zutla Shoyam is kind of. Two, Rashi says, you know, it's Shalom Midaito. And Yish can't work because it's Yish Shalom Midas. On the other hand, there is a Gemara that seems to say, like, Yishami. Where's that Gemara? Anyone know? The Gemara on Daf Chaf Dawid. The Gemara says, on Chaf Dawid, if you look on Chaf Dawid, I'm at Aleph. Where there's a bay from the Gra. Near the top, the first third of the page down, there's a bay of the Gra and the Gemara. It's not a Kain Oye Rav Shimon ben Elazar Ami, the next line. Hamatzo min Ari, Umin Adoif, Min Adnomer, Umin Abardanis, Umin Zutla Shoyam, Mishoyotov Shanar. So Guva, the Mishnah seems to say, or member of the Braisa, that Zuta Shoyam is mutter because of Yish. Right? It seems to be almost a stira. That the Gemara in Chafawa from Beis says Zuta Shoyam is mutter because Rachman is Sharya. And here, the Gemara in Chav Dawid says that Zutu Shayam is Mutter, Bimneshim is Yayishim. So if you look there in the Ritva is two pshatim. One pshat is Bimneshim is Yayishim is not going on Zutu Shayam, because Zutu Shayam has nothing to do with Yish. And one pshat is that somehow or another, Zutu Shayam is also based on Yish. Okay. So anyway, so getting back to our Taisis, so you can hear why it's not so simple to say like the Yishalmi. that Zutta Shoyam is al Yish because Pashas Zutta Shoyam has nothing to do with Yish. It's a special heter. But how would Tavis know the Bavli argues with Yishalmi? So Chaim said because the Bavli pass is like a bai.
What?
That's what you said. Since the Bavli has is like a bai.
Right.
Therefore, if Zutta Shoyam would be working out Yish, it will be Yish Shalmi Das. And Yish Shalmi Das is no good according to the Bavli.
But the, what do you mean? Means Abai is arguing with Shimon Elazar here?
No, in other words, Zutta Shoyam, according to the Bavli, is not working within Yish.
So who is this on the Kabbalah? It is.
No, that the Ritva said in first there is that then when
it's we're going to the second time,
it's not going on Zutta Shoyam.
I thought we were going
to the other cases in the Braisa.
Okay. I thought we were going to the second Terence.
No, I'm going back to our Tysis. Our Tysis sounds like that in his Havamina, he assumed that the Bavli, we have a problem. What's Tysis is Bikasha. Tysis starts out and asks a Kasha. Why, where does Yish come from? What's Tavis is Kasha? There's a Mefresh Yishalmi. So what's bothering Tysis, right? That was what we're bothered by. How can Tavis ask the Kasha, where does Yish come from when it's a Mefresh Yishalmi?
Maybe
it's okay. Yishalmi at the end. So what was this big Kasha?
Well, structurally, to me, it seems like it's due to the beginning of Tysis. Tysis puts the one Rabbi Kama saying that we learned Gnaver from Aveda. So maybe that Lima gets messed up.
That doesn't slug up the Yishalmi.
Well, it could.
Why is it good? Zutta Shoyam teaches us by Aved, and then we make a Binyanav to Geneva.
But maybe that Binyanav is harder to make if you bring it out.
Why should it be harder to make?
It's on track to go.
Well, it sounds almost impossible because if you can make a Binyanav, that means there's no Pircha. The Gemara in Bava Kama says there's no pircha, otherwise you can't make a binyanah. So what's the difference where it comes from? You make a binyanah, make a binyanah.
How does Yishalmi read our Mishnah? I don't understand.
Yishalmi learns our Mishnah that simanim has nothing to do with a din yish. It's a special din that you need that the pasuk saying you need a simon. But it's not teaching us a din of yish. There's a requirement that even that there's only a chiyuv deraisa to return if there's a simon. Not even could be there's no yish even without a simon, but you still don't have to return it deraisa because there's a drasha that you the only chiyuv to return when there's a simon. But it's the Yishalmi is learning that the din of simon is not a simon or a siva to the din of yish. It's a din in simon in grunt in its intrinsically, nothing to do with yish. Yish is learned from a different source.
Gufa, how Rabbi was explaining Tosas happened.
Right. So Tosas. So, but I'm saying, but the kasha that we had is if Tosas and his Avin knew the Yishalmi. So if he knows the Yishalmi, so what's Tosas's problem? So we're saying. Because Tavis thought that Mr. Pashas, the Bavli, doesn't hold the Yishalmi. What makes Tavis think that the Bavli doesn't hold the Yishalmi? And it could be even in the Maskana, Tavis holds the Bavli doesn't hold the Yishalmi. And that's why it's a Miu. Miu might mean that therefore everything's left Shver. What's an indication the Bavli don't hold the Yishalmi?
The raya from Simla.
That's a Mishnah, though.
So I said before, the raya would be Pashas, the Gemara, and Chavaleth. Because the Gemara and Chavaleth said, Zutta Shalyam is Mutter. That's a Gemara, that's not a Mishnah. The Gemara says, even Abai is made by Zutta Shoyam because Rahman Asharya. Why? First of all, the Lashon Rahman Asharya doesn't stim. If it's working mitam Yish, it's not Rahman Asharya. It's within Yish. Right? Rachmana Shaya is mashma to some kind of special heter. It's not a special heter. There's Yishir. Don't say Rachmana Shaya. There's a din Yish. So the fact that you say Rachmana Shaya implies that it's not Yish. Yish is Yish. You don't need Rachmana Shaya for Yish. Yish is Pashup Shat. Yish is a normal din. Rachmana Shaya is like Exeris Akasas. Right? That's what Rachmana Shaya is.
Maybe the guy's screaming, I'm Ami Yish.
So that's your right. So now you're adding even more to the point. So then how he can't say it's working me din Yish because the guy's saying he's not Miyayish.
But the Torah is telling us the guy's Miyayish.
I don't know. Maybe. So that, but then, okay, I don't know. If that's maybe, you know, that might be what other Ishaitim have, but maybe Tysus. If we want to learn Tysus, I would say, Pashup Shat, that Tysus holds that even if the guy saying it's not Miyayish, you can't work me din Yish. How does it work? So if it works, it works through a different lumdus. Rashi says, Rashi says it works even if it's body adult if they Yish. So that means it can't work me dam Yish. So the Ar Gemara and Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Pashup Shat and Ar Gemara is a raya that Zuta Shayam is not me din Yish. Because Zuta, if he is Zuta Shayam, he'll be me din mitam Yish. So then there should be a problem of Yish or Midas or have a Yish. How can it work if the guy didn't know yet? It's Yish or Midas. Right, Rashi says clearly that you picked it up before the owner knew Zutu Shoyam. You're kinda. Why are you kinda? Because Rachmana Shaye. That means that it's not mutter because of Yish. It's mutter because Rachmana Shaye. So all right, I don't know what Pshani Yishalmi is. You have to figure out Pshani Yishalmi. But Pashas, you could say. That Taizah thought that the Yishami would not agree with that. Yishami would definitely not use the Lashon Rachman Shayeh. If it's Mutter Mitam Yish, you wouldn't say Rachman Shayeh.
Our Gemara's Havmina didn't learn it was Rachman Shayeh.
Which Gemara is Havmina?
On the Chaf Aleph Beis.
What Chaf Aleph?
Didn't we ask on the Bay?
We don't ask an Abaye from Zutu Shayam.
No, the Gemara. Okay. That was just Stam the Gemara. Okay, right.
Gemara is making a statement. Zutu Shayam, everybody agrees. Right. That was before. Are there any questions? So.
Is it Dafka the Zutu Shayam or the first part of the Gemara there too, maybe?
What?
Like the Moshe on the Yerushalmi. When the situation is not Zutu Shoyam, when you have to return it to the guy, why do you have to return it? So it says on the Yerushalmi, it says, Shaloy Nisyashu Abaylam.
Right.
So is it Dafka from the Zutu Shoyam, or is it the first part of the Bryce also? Like, there's a situation where you have to imachris it. He says you have to imachris it because the guy is not Miyayish.
I mean, everyone agrees to that. It's not Miyayish.
The reason why. That's the reason why. Meaning, if he was Miyayish, then you can keep it.
Everyone agrees to that too. The only question is, what's the source?
But they're basing on the pasuk.
No one's arguing on the din.
No, but he's saying the Pnei Moshe in the Yerushalmi says that. He says that in the situation where you have to return it, in this Yerushalmi, he says Lefi Shaloinis Yashu Abaylam.
Right, so that's fine. I mean, even without the Pnei Moshe, if there's no Yish. No one's on the Yishami is not mechanish a new din that we didn't know before. The Yishami is only mechanish a mekor. Taivis Havina, the mekor was from Simla, and the Yishami is telling you the mekor is from Zutu Shayam. But the din remains the same. No one, so the fact that everyone agrees that there's no Yish, you have to return it. I'm just saying that Taivis is mashma, that Taivis feels. That the Bavli cannot hold the Yishalmi. So Maybe I'm just offering a possibility, because the Gemara on Chaf Aleph on the days said Rachmana Shaya, and the way Rashi learned that's Pashim Shan the Gemara, that is mutter even if it's Yishra Midas. And if Zutu Shalyam is working Mitam Yish, why in the world should he mutter when it's Yishra Midas? So that would be an indication that Zutu Shalyam is not working Mitam Yish. So maybe that would be, at least it's Havamina, and maybe even his Maskana, that the Yishalmi is obviously arguing with the Bavli.
Maybe it's not really arguing. Maybe Taisa sees both of them in front of him, but Taisa says working at the Gemara on Samach Vav, and the Gemara there says that I'm trying to learn a Gneva from Aveda, and the Gemara says Idir Aisa Idir Abonin. So the tzad is deraisa. We don't want to bring a case where it makes a chilek if it's Yishlo Midas or not, because that's moving the Gemara's to tzadim. The Gemara's first tzad over there says that it doesn't make a difference when he picked it up, right? The Gemara's second says maybe no, it can't be daimet aveda, because my aveda is a sur baliyade. So you can't by over here we have a sur baliyade, by aveda you can't have a sur baliyade. Because Tais is saying the source is much better if we don't go with Zutu Shayam. He knows Zutu Shayam. You just say the source is much better to learn Aveda out from Simla and not from Zutu Shayam. The source, we want to learn Aveda. We want to learn out, I'm sorry, Geneva from Aveda, right? Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, either Rice or Rabbanan, right? The Gemara says, no, maybe it's only Rabbanan. Why does the Gemara say it's Rabbanan? Because if it's maybe it makes a chilek of when by Aveda he picked it up with the Rishus. By a Geneva, he picked it up not with the Rishus. Therefore, it has to be a Darabanan Dikadin, right? And the Tzad is Darais, so we don't care when he picked it up, right? We don't care. We don't care at all, right? They're saying it's completely, you can learn out Geneva from Aveda. We don't care, even though it's a Surah Baliyadai. 100% you can learn out that Yish is kind of. Even though he picked it up, it's a Surah, he stole it. It's a Surah Baliyadai, he can pick it up. We know clearly Aveda's not like that, right? So I'd much rather learn it out from Simla. That's what Tzad is trying to learn from Simla than Zutu Shayam. Because a similar is much more, I don't know, diamond to the din, I guess.
Yeah, I have to look up that Gemara and Baba Kama.
It's a little strange because on the mission in the Yerushalmi on the mission of Simla, the Pnei Moshe says Lamute de Adinim be de Meyayish, the Shamine de Amma Vaylichson Kis. So the Yerushalmi is also learning like Tais or like Rashi at least that this pasuk of Simla is teaching you Yish also. So Yishalmi has both sukkim.
Where is it? Again, say that again.
On the mission we're doing now, the Pnei Moshe says that in the Yishalmi, I've called Sheesh Loi Simon Nevitayvim, the Mishnah says. So the Pnei Moshe says, Lema'ute the Adi'idan Bey, the Miyayish, the Shamine, the Amavai Loi Yachsaran Kis.
Yes, it's a very fair Pnei Moshe. He's against Tysus, right? Because
Tysus and Yishalmi itself. It sounds like Yishalmi has one plus two psukim teaching you Yiddish.
That's what I'm saying. It's a shveri Pnei Moshe. I wouldn't say like the Pnei Moshe. I would say that he learns the Mishnah. He's not teaching you Yiddish. That's what Tysus is mashma. When Tysus says Umiyu, Davis is mashma that he's saying that the Yishalmi argues with what I just got finished saying. So for the Pnei Moshe to say the Yishalmi agrees with what Davis says, it's Pliyat Suma. It's against Isis. I don't know. I can't answer that. Anyway, so what?
We have to be miyasa.
Let's just look for a minute at the Namukha Yaisef. We don't have the other svarim, but there's an Amukha Yosef and Chaf Aleph on a base, I think. In the old Gemaras, it's the first line of page 24. Tzuto Shoyam and Chaf Aleph on a base. He says, Tzuto Shoyam. Okay, we don't really have to read that Rashi. So that is all right. So Rachmana Sharya, three lines down. Even if it's yish and amidas. Even if he says he's not miyayish, lav kol kamine. He can't, he's not in the ability to do that. Vafino marade v'achareha, debat l'daito, travudim izmenem iko adam. So it's very interesting. In other words, he's not saying that what we were saying is that it must be that avudim imenem iko adam is not working midin yish, because it can't be working midin yish, because it's yish shalom midas, or it's the guy's not miyayish. But he says no. The reason why it, and we were saying the reason why it's shaya is a special etter, rachman shaya, the special etter by zuta shoyam rachman shaya. That's it. But he's not saying that. He's saying it's mutter because. But the midaito, which means but the daito means that the heter is mitam yish, right? He says again, fido basi yada means that yish, so then it's yish on midas. Fido amar no mi aisha.
Where should be in Mukhizav?
And chav awef amid beis.
Yeah.
Dibre amasko, rachmana shaya. Little, that's not the big dark Devi Amasco, the little Devi Amasco. The big Devi Amasco is Itmar Yish and Amidas. No?
Let's have a different print. Okay.
Yeah, on the Gemara of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The beginning of the second
Daf. The Daf Arif.
No. Daf Arif is Yud Beis in the Daf Arif.
Oh, I thought it
would have
been Daf
Arif.
Okay, fine.
In the Daf Arif, if you have a good old fashioned Gemara,
yeah.
So on days 24, good days, I'm in days.
Okay.
Three lines down from the top of the page. Rachmana Sharya.
I got it. Thank you.
Rafiru Bos Yada Vaisir if they yish. So it's yish Rami Das. Rafiru Omar Nomi Aisha. So he has a problem. How can it work? Yish can't work in these two cases. Tara says, live go kamine. Afido marta vachra, the bala daito. So I don't know what his answer is.
Hey, that could explain what the guy is saying. I'm not miyayish, that we're saying that you really are miyayish.
Yeah.
But what about the guy with the yish shalomidas? That you can't really say.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's not answering the yish shalomidas problem. And even the case where the guy says he's not miyayish, Poshep Shat, Batla Daita, doesn't mean that you give him a different das. Batla Daita just means, simple translation of the words, that in the usual way they explain Batla Daita is that a Meshuggah and a das doesn't count. But you, for Yish, you need an active Yish. Mm-hmm. Granted, we take away his active non-Yish, but there is no active Yish. So how can Yish work? So I don't know. So the Nugayai says, the Ritva says a very similar thing. There's a Rajba. A lot of people talk about this. In other words, they all seem to be learning that Zuta Shoyam is working mitam Yish. In other words, not like I was saying. I was saying that if you, that Zuta Shoyam, if you say Rachman Sharya and his mutter, even by Yish Shalom Midas, so then it's a raya that it's not working mitam Yish. The Yishalmi that says Zuta Shoyam is working mitam Yish would not hold of these halachas. That's what I was trying to say.
Rava clearly holds this working mitam Yish.
No, I'm in a bayah. I'm in a bayah, not in Rava.
But I'm saying, but Rava obviously learns they can go mitam Yish.
That's because he holds always Yish Shalom Midas, have a Yish. But according to Abaya, the Yish Shamidas have a Yish. So I was thinking that according to the Yishami, that Zuta Shoyam is working Midam Yish. So there has to be Yish Midas. So if you don't know Zuta Shayam, according to Abaya, it wouldn't work. So the Bavli, it says that it does work. So that means that the Bavli is clearly saying that Zuta Shayam is not working mitam yish, which means it has nothing to do with Batla Daite. It's not Batla Daite. It's that there's a whole different heter here. The heter is, we don't care what you're thinking. There's a special heter, Zuta Shayam. But the and the Ritva is clearer and the Rashba is clearer. They're all learning that Zuta Shayam is working through the lumdus of Yish.
Maybe that's once we know the din of Yish. Once we have the limud from, like Tosis says, from Samoa, then we examine and say, what does it mean that
okay, so what the Ritva, the Mugiyaze, we're not finished to the Yeshama, you're saying?
Correct. That was my idea one second.
You know, that you can't learn this out. You can't learn out the Din Yish from Zuta Shayam.
Right, right. Well, once it is Din Yish
from somewhere else, then you could tighten it up. Okay, maybe that's a possibility. But so the Yishalmi, so you're saying that even if I learn like the Muka Yosef, I can read Typhus the way I want to read Typhus.
Right.
That Zuto Shayam, the Bavli proved that we don't learn Zuto Yish from Zuto Shayam, because since there's a Chiddush, the Zuto Shayam works even as Yish Shalomi Das. So we would have no right to say it's Mitam Yish. Be like a too big of a chiddush. Okay, maybe. I don't know.
And the other possibility is to make a machlokas rishonim, right? And to say Tosis argues with these rishonim.
Right. So there really is a machlokas rishonim here. And just to give you a few bikiyas, one of the guys gave me Rabbi Grumblatt's Mar Mekayim sheet, which he just felt very convenient. So there's a Rashba on Chav Gimel, on Chav Tavad Amar Aleph. When the Gemara there said, the Nesha Bainam is Yashin. Amen. You know, we said that Gemara is Mashma, the Zuta Shayam is because of Yish. So there's a Rashba there, a short Rashba, about six lines. And there's a Ritva over there also on that line of Gemara. So we should look, if you don't mind, if you have a chance for tomorrow, the Rashba on Chaf Dawud, the Rashba and the Ritva on Chaf Dawud Amar Aleph. Nesha Bainam is Yashim. I would like to look a little bit more too. Now, I have 2 minutes. Can I have a little fun? Can the Mutter have a drop of fun? In our last Sugya, I don't want to do the last Sugya. That's not fair. That's cheating. But the last Sugya, we had that the Marshal changed the Gersa of Tysus, that there's a Surah Dumya Datera. So Tysus wants to know where, he said that the Surah Dumya Datera cannot include the case of Yish Midas, because you don't need Heter for that, because obviously it's Mutter, because of Yish Midas. So the question is, so in Rava, the Yish Shalomi Das, have a Yish, so everything is obvious. So what do you need the Hefter Zuta Shayam? So the way the Marshal is Gairis in Tysus, that you, the Pasuk, you need the Hefter Zuta Shayam for Lo Yada, and if he would know, he wouldn't have been Miyayish. Right? That's what Tysus said. Lo Yada, and if he would know, he wouldn't be Miyayish. So I think when we were learning Tysus, we had a Kasha. Why does Taibis say that the Pasuk, according to, is for the Zuta Shayam, is for the case of Lo Yada, Velo Misyayish? Because at a bigger Kiddush, the Pasuk of Zuta Shayam is where it's Yada, Velo Misyayish. Right? In other words, what does he have to say? In other words, he says it because if it's Lo Yada, Velo Misyayish. That's when you need the Heter Zuta Shayam. You can say a bigger chesh. The Heter Zuta Shayam is when it's Yada and it wasn't Miyayish. According to the Marshal's Gersa. According to everyone else's Gersa, It's they forget the chiddush is that even though he will be if he will be yada, he would be miyash. So the point is lo yada is yeshua midas. So there's no problem. But according to the Marshal, that if he would be no, he wouldn't be miyash. So it should have said the chiddush is when it's yada and he's not miyash, which is what everyone says, and he's screaming that I'm not miyash. So still zutu shayam is mutter. So I would suspect that at least the Marshal in Tosfos. That if the guy screaming is not miyayish, Sutta Shayam is not mutter. Because since Sutta Shayam is working midin yish, so if he's yada velo miyayish, you can't work mitam yish. If it's lo yada velo miyayish, so then since he doesn't have active non yish, so to speak, so it shayach to work somehow for yish, like what the Ritva, like the Mukayas is saying. Somehow or another, it's Batla Daita. We give him some kind of das. But you can't do a Batla Daita when the guy's actually thinking fakert. So Tosfos, the Marshal's Gersa is Mashma, that the Marshal actually holds that by Zuta Shoyama, if the guy says he's not Miyayish, it doesn't work. That's what it seems from Tosfos. Okay. All right. Anyway, so for tomorrow, let's try and look at that Rashba and the Ritva on Daf Chav Tahalit.
Rebbe, just tell you that in Samach Vav and Rashi says that it's from Shatvanar. That's where we know that's that Yish is Kranim B'derais. Interesting. I'm saying Rashi uses that type of memento, which on the bottom of our Chav Zayin, the Shem Be'yichai, I'm saying, but he's using over here that Lashon.
Okay. So that will be a steer in Rashi's Pashas, but okay. Because our